Back in the Paleolithic age, I used to write a lot of letters, mostly to friends. Hard as it is to believe now, I used a pen and notebook. Wrote by hand, put a page or two into an envelope, attached a stamp, and sent it through the U.S. mail. A couple days later, and voila, it would arrive at its destination. Later, I might even receive a letter in return. A couple of decades ago, my friends stopped writing back, but being a stubborn anachronist, I persisted. After a few years of sending epistles into a black hole, I guess I wearied of being the last yahoo on the planet trying to prop up the U.S. Postal Service with first-class mail when everyone else had moved on to email. So I got myself an email account, wrote my letters on a keyboard, hit send, and voila, instant delivered. Of course, my friends had moved on by then to text messaging on their cell phones. Since I didn't own a cell phone, I just continued my communications on a computer, figuring they could handle both technologies. What I didn't anticipate was how using two thumbs on a small phone pad would morph communication to truncated, misspelled messages the length of their new attention spans. Now, in response to my salutations, I received, garbled off an incoherent pecking that apparently has become the lingua nueva of the Twitter age. I was idling at a fast food joint recently, and the kid who brought me my tray of dollar specials said, "Hey man, that's too cool." I asked what he was talking about, and he pointed at this notebook I'm writing on now and said, "You don't see that anymore, you know, people writing stuff down." "Good for you," he grinned. Well, I resisted the urge to ask him for his address so I could write him a letter, maybe, and anyway, you and I both know he'd never, not in a bazillion nanoseconds, write back. Nevertheless, I hope he moves on from burger flipping, maybe develop an app to organize tweets into full-blown novels. Okay, graphic.